Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And Ted Cruz liked porn on Twitter.
Yes, he did.
Oh, man. What a fucking world we live in.
Man, so current.
2017 is wild.
2017's a ridiculous year.
Well, it's a ridiculous year, but I mean, when I was younger, I never thought that the entire internet would stop to point and laugh at somebody for liking something. Twitter.
That's essentially what they're doing.
Which is exactly, and it's not that I don't want to say that I'm shaming Ted Cruz for liking porn. There's nothing wrong with that. I am shaming Ted Cruz for being Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Because he sucks. But, you know, I don't find anything wrong with pornography.
Like, very, like...
So very tame.
Very tame porn. It was like, woman sees people fucking...
And masturbates.
And then possibly joins in?
Question mark?
Why do we start with this?
I don't know. I never know what to do with the top of the show.
Let's talk about porn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ted Cruz last night liked porn on Twitter. And that was the thing that was in the news today. This is like the Tonight Show monologue. I got to bring in the topical humor.
I feel like you remember what was it? The episode of The Simpsons, because everything goes back to The Simpsons.
Yeah, of course.
Lisa had that crush on that boy phone line.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like him just like, oh, what's in the paper today? You know, I feel like that's what this is. We're like the Corey hotline.
Podcasting?
Hot Corey hotline or whatever.
What's in the news today? I also feel like we could be the Jay Leno of podcasting.
Oh.
We're just like, hey, let's tell some jokes.
Yeah, jokes.
In quotes.
Jokes as in like, you know, they're more like jokes as like, I'm an athlete. I was wondering about that one time, actually, that episode where I was like, yeah, in high school I was an athlete, and then I had to really think about what I said.
I mean, you played football, you shot putted.
I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss throwing a discus.
Yeah.
That's like a real warrior thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, you could throw stuff if you wanted.
I mean, I could.
Yeah.
I could do that in random, you know, just find a field, just throw it and be like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm throwing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I mean, we could just take some rocks. You could go stand at the end of the pier and you could just throw them in the water.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. I mean, there's nobody out that far.
No, hopefully we'll have some like...
Hopefully you won't hit a dolphin or something, but...
I don't think the dolphins come near... Come
I've seen
close.
Them.
What, by the pier?
Yeah. The first time we ever went down there, I saw dolphins.
Manhattan Beach?
Yeah. And they were in a seal. It was like...
I remember the seal. I remember the dolphin.
Yeah, the dolphins were up in front of it and there was a seal. It was very exciting.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what's going on comic book wise? Is there anything that...
Well, Len Wein died. R.I.P.
Is it Len Wein or Len Wein?
Wein.
Wein. Yeah, I don't know why. For some reason, I was like, "Is this is pronounced differently?" No, you idiots, it's pronounced Wein, like yes. You knew it was.
Then R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Len Wein. So that means that what feels like maybe like 6 months, both of the creators of Swamp Thing have passed away.
Yes,
because Bernie Wrightson passed away a couple months back, and Len Wein passed away. I actually did have the pleasure to see him at a panel. I want to say at WonderCon, maybe the one. Yeah, it was at WonderCon because I was. But it was a couple years ago when I was sick.
Okay,
I was getting over being whatever. We were staying at the hotel.
Yeah,
and I forgot. Oh shit! I'm trying to remember what it was. Maybe Kevin Maguire was on there, and Kevin Maguire is great. I thought Len Wein. God, I can't remember what the panel was. But it was something where I was like, because I thought Martin Pasco was going to be there.
Okay.
I was excited to meet Martin. I was maybe looking forward to meeting Martin Pasco. Martin Pasco wasn't feeling well.
Oh.
So he didn't show up. And I was like, that's good because I'm neutropenic.
Yes.
So bad news for Sean.
Yes.
But.
I know you got to walk around that stupid convention with a mask on.
Yeah. No, I did pretty good for myself, though.
Yeah.
You know, I had a kind of.
Not like a cool mask. Not like I'm a cosplayer mask. Like I look like I went to the hospital mask.
I should have.
It was literally one of.
I wish I would have like dolled it up or something like that. But those are just cheap ass masks.
Oh
you know?
Yeah, I mean.
And they smell. They smelled. That was one thing I remember. Actually, I said that on the earbuds documentary.
Yes, that made it in.
which is now available on iTunes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's available on iTunes.
You're in it for like three whole minutes.
I'm in it for, what, do you think total?
Well, you're not in it that much. I don't know, maybe 10.
I'm in it enough.
10?
I'm in it enough.
No, not 10. I feel like 10's too much. 7?
It's 7.
7. I feel like there, you're in it for
there,
7 minutes.
There are some graphic scenes of Sean Merrick in that movie.
Yeah, there are. I'm in the background. You can see me like twice.
You're in the background.
I just walk
times.
Around. Our cat made it in, though.
I actually always say that every time because I was going to bring this up real quick. But when I saw Chris Mancini and Graham Elwood, Comedy Film Nerds, I went and did their show last week. I got to hang out with them, and they always bring up about, we were talking about the movie. And I was like, yep, that's my cat. My cat was in there. I always bring that up for some reason.
It's exciting.
But I'm excited because like my cat totally got to be in there. So
I know. Maybe we can get him an agent and he should get some work.
He's more talented than both of us.
Start earning his damn keep.
No, you should. Or is it? Yeah, if you want to see a cool podcasting documentary, I would check out
Earbuds.
Earbuds. Mm-hmm. It's done by friends of the show and former guests of the show, Chris Mancini and Graham Elwood.
Yeah.
And it's about their trials and tribulations of podcasting and just kind of exploring that and just, you know, exploring the community and everything. And, you know, I'm a part of it because I was working at Sideshow at the time and, you know, I was working through my health issues and stuff like that. And they had me in there and I look like a boiled ham.
You don't look like a boiled ham.
I have no hair.
You know what? I saw that documentary and I was like, oh, I forgot.
How sick I was.
I didn't forget intellectually, but I forgot what you looked like back then.
Yeah.
Because I lived through it. And I forgot how damn sick you were. And I was like, oh, that's right. He was really sick.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
I was right in the, I think that was.
Yeah, you were like right in the middle of your treatments.
I must have been, yeah.
You were, yeah. Because they went with us to one of them.
Oh, that's right. They had to. Yeah, that's right.
And it wasn't your last one either.
It was the second to last one, I think it was.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the second to last one. But yeah, man, that was wild.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you should definitely check that out. It's a good documentary, and Chris and Graham are good friends, and you know you should support them. You can get it on iTunes, I believe, Amazon, and if you go to comedyfilmnerds.com, I'm pretty certain you could probably find a way to get it through there.
Sure.
But I'm in there, and I did, speaking of Comedy Film Nerds, I was on their podcast last week.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Thursday.
Yeah.
That came out, so you should check that out. I got to review a few movies. Particularly, I went to go see The Layover. Jenna and I went to go see the movie The Layover with Kate Upton and Alexandra Daddario.
Mm-hmm.
It was
directed by William H. Macy, who we actually saw in the movie theater.
Yeah, I saw him.
Him walking by.
He wasn't in our screening, but we were waiting to see his movie. And for some reason, he was at the Grove when we were there to see it with Alexandra Daddario. I'm almost certain that was with him. And they went into a theater, but that was
like a private one.
Like a private, yeah. Even when it was just for them.
Yeah.
And I wanted to.
There were many actor types. Everybody was in shape.
Yeah, everybody was either tall or short.
William H. Macy looks exactly like you think William H. Macy would look, except short.
Yes.
Most Hollywood is short.
Most Hollywood is very short.
Just as an FYI, that's a huge surprise to be like, why is everybody so short? Yeah. Yeah, Most of them are short.
That's why, like, a lot of really, you know, outside of, like, you know, you're bigger than, you know, the bigger celebrities, like, you don't really, I feel like you don't, like, just randomly meet, like, a Tom Cruise out in the wild, you know?
No.
Because then you realize how short he is.
Yeah. He's short.
And he's notoriously short.
Yeah. Well, and he's short for even, like, people can tell, but, like, people you would think that you're like, oh, that guy's, like, you know, 6 feet, and you meet him, and he's like, 5'2".
I don't want to say 5'2". I think a lot of people kind of end up being like 5'6".
Yeah, they're just small.
Maybe 5'7", 5'8" is like the average.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And it's different for me because I'm just about 6 foot.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty tall.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, it stands out to me.
Oh, yeah.
In more particular, but.
Yeah, I'm a big lady. So.
Yeah, and you're like 5'9".
I'm 5'9". I mean, I'm not huge, but I'm definitely over the average.
You're taller than most women, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taller than most women. So you, when I like meet a bunch of people, I'm like, oh, I'm the biggest person at this party. That's usually how it goes.
But yeah, so I wanted to go see that movie. And then I also watched Death Note on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So I actually did appear on two episodes of Comedy Film.
Oh,
did the,
man.
The preview night, or the preview, not the preview, but
the spoiler rep.
The spoiler rep. For Death Note, which I was actually speaking of preview night, I'll mention this real quick, and I got one other podcast I did, but I haven't mentioned, I don't know if I've really pushed it here on the show, but
I don't think you've mentioned it at all.
Well, I don't mention it at all because I don't really know how many people are actually listening here in Los Angeles. I mean, I kind of do, but I don't.
Meh.
And yeah, but if you look, if you're in Los Angeles, come October 5th, I am putting together. I put together the third, appears to be the third annual podcast festival preview night at the Hollywood Improv. Go to hollywood.improv.com for tickets, and you can check out the shows. They're all $15 a piece, I believe. And you have in the main room, it's at 8:00. It's Rob Has a Podcast with Rob Cisternino. He's doing a Survivor alumnus, and he does a lot of reality-based television podcasting, and mm-hmm. he's very he's awesome. I love Rob. And then at 10:15 we have a show called Who Weekly, which I like the concept. Do you know about Who Weekly?
Mm-mm.
So Who Weekly basically goes, and I'll just use the example that just comes to my head right now. They go, Black China. Who's Black China? Okay.
Oh,
and then
okay.
they talk about it, and they kind of pick up on other stuff in the, you know, in pop culture like that. And they're very funny. And they're with the Mark Cat is back. They're with the HeadGum Network. And they'll be in, they're cool. They're coming from New York City, and hopefully, yeah, we'll definitely need to check them out. And then in the lab, because there's a small 60-seat lab, very small, cozy lab, and at 8:00 or 7:30 is gonna be a show from Dan Cummins and comedian Dan Cummins. He has a show called Time Suck. It's basically a hardcore history, but hosted by a comedian, and he's doing quite well, and you should definitely check him out. And you can also check out at 9:30 is a podcast called The Raven Effect, featuring pro wrestler Raven from ECW.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a show I produce for Podcast One, full disclosure. And he's going to be there with his co-host Busby, and he's going to be an idiot on stage. I have no idea exactly what he's doing, but we're looking forward to having him. So, and I say idiot in a good way.
Of course.
Because anytime we've done this,
I mean,
stage,
that's what we do here.
We're just complete morons.
Oh, yeah. No, we're morons all the time.
We're morons right now, but we're like, yes. Morons in the public. You know?
Morons in the public. We should change the name of the show.
Actually, that's a good title. That's a great title for a podcast, actually.
Morons in
the public. Yeah.
We're going to do Morons in the Public, and then I'm going to do Great Job, Older Woman.
Great Job, Older Woman. These are great podcast titles. Oh, and so the last show, actually, yeah, so I did also a show that just came out on Monday. It's called Respect the Process with Jordan Brady. Jordan Brady, a good friend of myself from podcasts, and he's a documentarian. He's done I Am Comic, I Am Road Comic. His new movie is called I Am Battle Comic. It's about him going, you know, overseas with a bunch of comedians that are battle comics. Mm-hmm. You know, they do a lot of the USO tours and stuff like that, and they have a certain culture over there. So you should support that podcast too, and support Jordan. Jordan's a fantastic documentarian.
He interviewed Jackie for I Am Road Comic, right?
Probably.
I feel like she must
interview
have been
Pete Holmes. He's interviewed a lot. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people that pop in and out of those documentaries.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a wonderful man, and I got to be on the show, which his show Respect the Process is about filmmaking, and you know, Jordan is a commercial director, you know, producer by trade. You know, that's his main thing, but he does has on a lot of like people that do, I guess, below the line work. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But it's a very fascinating show, and he had me on just to talk about film podcasts and stuff like that, and just talk about the business of podcasting, and you know, just kind of break some stuff down for him. And very excited to do that. And you should check that out. And these are all shows on Apple Podcasts. You can find them all there. And last but not least, I did a show with my friend Tom Tran called Sex, Jokes, and Rock and Roll. And you'll have to check that out when it comes out. I think in a few, maybe next week or so, I'll make sure I put it out there. But Tom's a cool dude. He might have to be a guest on the show coming up soon. He's a comic book fan.
Yeah, no, we should totally have him.
When I showed up, because he knows I'm a comic book guy, when I showed up to his house, he showed up purposely. He told me, he says, I dressed wearing a Flash t-shirt and Captain America swim trunks.
Mm-hmm. It was appropriate.
Because I wanted to blow your mind.
Yeah.
And he may have, because...
mind blown.
I was not aware that you can get those swim trunks somewhere. And you got them at like a Target. And they're kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, I had a swim trunk emergency a couple like last month or so when we went to Big Bear.
Yes, you did.
I ended up getting a really nice pair of swim trunks for pretty cheap.
You did.
But I would have liked them to be Captain America ones.
Yeah.
So, heads up on those. So, I've been on tour.
I guess. How you call it a swim trunk emergency.
Swim trunk emergency would also be a great name for a podcast.
Or a band.
No,
you don't think
it could
like,
be a, okay, yeah,
like a
could
throwback, be a, ironic, beachy band?
No, it would have to be a throwback to like an emo band. Because it's kind of a dumb name.
Well, yeah, it's a dumb name, but that's why I'm thinking it's like an ironic surf band that you would see in like one of those like old beach blanket bimbo horror movies.
Maybe
it would be that.
Because when you say swim trunk emergency, it makes me think of like My Chemical Romance, or there's a band called Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Oh man, I don't see that.
And this, for some reason,
I see
that's what
ironic
it brings up.
Beach blanket bimbo horror movies.
Yeah, I mean,
and they just like sing about like the creature from the Black Lagoon coming to like eat you, but at the same
sink?
Time you have
wait,
like,
so why are they singing
like,
about it?
But it's like Beach Boys esque stuff without Charles Manson. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's less murdery.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be more murdery, but like murder via creature instead of murder via person.
I feel like if we were writing like a screenplay and we would have like a. Like a board.
Yeah.
And we would have beach, or what was it? Swimsuit emergency.
Yes.
And then underneath, I would probably put more murdery? Question mark?
More murder? Question.
More murder. And people would just walk in and be like,
be
wow,
like,
what are you working on?
I would
on?
Write Charles Manson and put like a no.
No, Charles. Yeah, yeah, no. Cross up.
People would be like, you know what? We're going to leave you guys alone.
You know, I don't think this is going anywhere, guys. That'd be where, like, if I was a kid trying to intern at like a production company, and I'd walk in and I'd see that on the board, I'd go, yeah, I'm not gonna work here.
No, I mean, at least they're anti Manson.
We don't know that. Maybe we could be anti-Marilyn Manson.
It says Charles Manson.
Oh, okay.
It has a no for
okay,
it.
We had to put the.
You have to either that or C Manson. You have to specify because you're like, you know what? I thought Antichrist Superstar was a good album.
Yeah, I thought that was great. Yeah. Was that his first? No, that was one of the
third.
Smells like children or something? Or children.
Hold on.
You would know this.
I should. Oh, God. Oh, I can see the cover. Portrait of American Family.
Right, but there was one somewhere between or before that?
Then there was... there was like some stuff before it, but it was kind of like underground stuff.
Right.
Before Portrait was the big one that was on Interscope.
Right.
Then there's, and I'm blanking, someone's yelling it at me right now. I'm blanking what that one was that had Sweet Dreams on it.
With the green cover.
With the green cover. You know which one I'm talking about. And then Antichrist Superstar came out after that.
Right. Wait, Sweet Dreams wasn't on Antichrist Superstar?
No. It's on the green one that I can't remember the name of at the moment.
I feel like I need to revisit his catalog.
You know, I played Portrait a little bit ago because I used to be really into Manson when I was in high school.
I am not shocked.
Yeah, no, surprise. No, I was really into Marilyn Manson when I was in high school for a couple of years. There are still some really great songs on the album.
It's still, I bet it's still.
And I actually
stuff.
Should go back to Antichrist Superstar because that is a very good album.
Yeah.
Still.
I was never a full Manson guy. I think he was a little bit too much. Not like. I couldn't handle it. I just was like, I'm just going to step over here.
Yeah, to me, he was my like gateway into like weirder.
I think it worked that way for a lot of people.
It did. Because like it was like Nine Inch Nails, and then it was Manson, and then there was Type O Negative, and then, you know, Metallica was in there at the beginning.
Yeah, Type O Negative, you kind of had to get into Type O through some other way.
Yeah, you had to find it somehow.
You had to find it. Like, you had to be like, well, I saw it on either. Like, you, for a lot of people, I think Beavis and Butthead really kind of did
Really turned
people onto a lot of stuff.
Yes, Ministry.
I think.
Yes, Ministry. I got into them too.
I feel like, I mean, maybe I did. I mean, there's stuff that, like, subconsciously, maybe I was aware of.
Sure.
But, like, 92, 93 is when I was like, you know, I was like, oh, okay. These are bands.
Yeah. Well, first, for me, like, 92, it was grunge.
Yeah.
Because I was into Nirvana for a long time. Then started getting into, like, the Metallica, Nine Inch Nails, then the Manson, then the Typo. And then I started just going, like, now it's The Cure, and now it's Bauhaus, and now it's Sisters of Mercy.
Yeah, you got dark.
And then it's fucking Front 242, and now it's V&V Nation. And then it just kept going. It's Skinny Puppy and whatever. And then it got, you know.
Yeah, you went out there.
I really did. Oh, also 80s New Wave.
Shout out to 80s New Wave.
You gotta love 80s New Wave. That was
you were also into, like, oh god, I'm trying to think of some of the other bands that you would tell me about.
Oh god, there's so many.
Apoc
Tegma Berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never actually seen them.
Because there's all those other ones too that, like, the smaller bands that, like, I think you were just aware of, but I wasn't.
Oh, no, there's plenty of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you like Electric Hellfire Club?
I like a couple of their songs, but I'm not a huge fan of them. They've kind of got that, like, weird, almost like a swingier rockabilly hard edge to them, which I don't mind, but they weren't my favorite.
That was, I always know them because my one friend, every time we would bring them up, he would always be like, did you know that one guy died because he had the horns in his head and he got into a car accident and they went to his brain? It's a true story.
Great story. Like the implants?
The implants were in his brain because I don't think he had the horns in because he had the screws in there. And then he died.
I mean, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yep. Great story.
Yeah. Well, I just thought that's what I think of when I think of, like, goth. I think of, like, you know, Cleopatra Records. And,
oh my God, I loved Cleopatra. And like, that was, like, the thing. We would go looking. This is, you know, back in the day, but we would, like, when we go to the record store, we'd literally go to the goth industrial section and you'd see an album you'd never seen before and you pick it up and you turn it over, and if it was from Cleopatra, you knew it was okay. Like, I cannot tell you how many
was it okay
most of the time. Yeah. And I can't tell you, like, that little this is, like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, we would just be like, is it on Cleopatra? Oh, then we want to listen to it. My friend Mark, just, like, hours in fucking used record stores looking for bullshit.
I had a sort of a blind allegiance to Roadrunner for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't good.
Yeah.
Because not everything on Roadrunner in the early 2000s, late 90s was good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of garbage on there.
Oh, yeah. We would buy, like, those box sets, too, like the Black Bible. And,
oh, yeah.
Because those are all put out by Cleopatra, and I was like, mine.
It's cheap, and you just have, like, and for me, as a person who, like, I was a DJ,
mm-hmm.
I was, you know, on the radio, and, you know, being in college radio, I got to play some stuff, and I was like, I need the verse, I need music, because I didn't have a lot of music, so those things were gold to me.
Oh, yeah, those are great. Know?
So, yeah.
I was like the sampler, because I was like, ooh, what new band am I going to find?
I found a few bands that
way. I did too.
Yeah. Well,
we should probably, like, talk about comic books now.
Yeah, I know, but
I feel like we don't want to talk about this book.
We went from, like, Ted Cruz to
like goth music.
And I talked about podcasts.
I don't even know what we're doing anymore. We're
just shooting the shit.
It's been a long day. Can I just say that I'm exhausted? So I apologize
mentally
if I'm not
exhausted.
Fucking funny.
We're doing
right
this
now.
On like our Tuesday. We have to get back on a better schedule.
No, we did, because we're just like, I want to sleep in, and now everything's just shit. And I'm like, well, I gotta hurry this up because I gotta go to bed in like 20 minutes.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
This be some spread. Gambit not gonna be playing solitaire tonight.
Gambit, what are you doing over here? Talking to yourself in the third person. And what's all this food?
Oh, Professor, Gambit have plans tonight. Once Cher shows up, Gambit gonna wine and dine her. Then we gonna listen to Fanholes, the pop culture podcast made for the fans by the fans.
Fanholes? I'll not have my school turned into a den of debauchery and science fiction trivia. No, Gambit. You'll just have to perform your obscene mating rituals elsewhere.
Uh-oh, sound like the professor getting a little cranky. Gambit think it time for you to go to bed.
What? What are you? Ow! Unhand me at once! Unhand me, you swamp-fed ignoramus!
Relax, mon ami. Gambit just gonna tuck you in real nice.
X-Men, emergency, help! Curse you, fan holes!
Hey, don't mess with the fan holes!
Weekly content on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and fanholespodcast.blogspot.com.
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Hawkman, Volume 4, Number 23, from March 2004.
Oh, man, this is a new one for us.
We're doing a new one.
Yeah.
Because our particular copy is a part of the Black, it's the JSA Black Rain trade, you know, which collects a lot of the Jeff Johns, Rags Morales, you know, those kind of books from the JSA run that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm collecting like Eclipso comics, there's a lot of Eclipso in here because, you know, he farts around with Black Adam. And basically the overall arc of the story here is that Black Adam takes over the country that he originated.
Kandahar? They say it in here. It's Kandahar or something.
Yeah, no, I guess I should look it up, but you know.
It's in here. We'll see it. Because they mention it in this book.
You know what we're talking about, though. Yeah. So basically, him and, you know, he decides to enlist on a bunch of heroes and villains. Just he has like a crew.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically go in and they liberate this country and they take it over. And, you know, since the JSA, you know, there's JSA adjacent members and people in there like that, like they feel like, you know, they have to take it over. Or the JSA has to go in and try to figure it out.
Do something.
Because, like, Adam Smasher's, the, you know, hanging out with Black Adam. You got Northwind from Infinity Inc., who now is just pure bird.
Mm. Did he fuck a dinosaur?
Yeah. He's the
these are important questions.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I told you, I did finish reading that Wanderers comic.
And there's no more dinosaur fucking.
Well, there's just the one sex, but then it gets insane. You might have to read it for yourself, or maybe you don't. You probably shouldn't. basically, like, there's these other aliens, and then these other aliens are apparently, like, trying to repopulate things, and there's, like, things with, like, weird woodchucks. It gets weird. It gets even weirder than what we read.
So just cocaine, basically.
In The Wanderers, yeah. And then they were like, oh, I guess it's the last issue because nobody wanted to buy this. I'm like, no, because it was basically
fucking,
just
you
coke.
Just fucked a dinosaur.
You fucked a dinosaur in your last issue.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
There's so many things. Cocaine is responsible for so many things.
Mm-hmm. Coke.
Mm-hmm. Coke. So, yeah. So, Hawkman.
So this is, yeah, so actually I originally,
JSA.
I thought this was a JSA book, but it's since a...
More Hawkman.
It's a Hawkman book because it's based in the Hawkman series that's tied in with this JSA thing. So I'm actually reading through this. I kind of like it because Eclipso's in here and he's kind of like a face.
Okay.
You know, because on the cover, okay, so for the cover of this book...
This is a weird cover.
It's a weird cover. So it's JSA Black Rain and you have like this painting... You know, or whatever. I don't know if it's a painting or is it a drawing. It's just a very weird.
It's a drawing, but it's just done weird.
Because you have Black Adam in the middle, like, and then you have
they're all like lit from the bottom.
They're lit from the bottom from Eclipso's
the
stone,
the Black Diamond.
And this is the Alex Montez version of Eclipso. So basically, he just got some sweet tattoos and he has
it
a
just
stone.
Just like,
and he's like, but he looks like a puny dude.
He just looks like a dude you'd see in the mall.
Yeah, he looks like he's a mall Eclipso.
He's Mall Eclipso.
Which kind of is like, you know, that's, I don't like a like Eclipso no, with his elf ears.
Yeah, no,
he has elf ears here too.
He just really looks like, you know, the stoner guy you'd see in the mall who probably...
He's New Age Creations Eclipso.
Yeah, this guy works at Hot Topic.
He certainly does.
Yeah,
or did.
That's all he did. Or, you know.
He's out there.
Yeah.
And
then what's his face? Wait, what?
What did I do?
Don't know.
Wait,
Siri just started talking to
who
you.
Who talked to me?
I think it was Siri.
Which one, though?
I think it was your phone?
You heard that.
I did hear it. It said
I'm asking the listeners if you heard that.
It said you're certainly entitled to your opinion. Oh, maybe she got mad that I was calling this guy the mall Eclipso.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Siri.
Has my phone phone been eclipsed?
I'm sorry, Siri. I wasn't aware that you really enjoyed the way Eclipso looks on this cover. That was fucking weird. I don't know what just happened.
I think this is it.
Is this, oh my god, is this when Skynet starts?
Oh god, I've been waiting, and finally it's here. Oh.
It's about fucking time. About
fucking time. What the hell? You've been taking so goddamn long, Skynet.
I mean, you could have done this like a couple months ago. November would have been good, but whatever.
Oh boy.
Well, if we're all gonna die to the machines.
Anyways.
Anyway, so.
Okay, so if Siri, do you have anything else you want to say? Okay, we'll just. So anyway, so the cover also has Northwind in the back, and so it has all these guys, Adam Smasher and all that, and then at the very forefront, it has Brainwave Jr.
Mm.
But Brainwave Jr. looks how I could best describe, because he's got like, you know, he's got this blonde hair, and he's got these sunglasses, he's kind of pulling them down like, hey, you know, kind of checking you out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the forefront. I swear he looks like, I could best describe it as Robert Englund from the TV series V.
Yeah.
that's what I look at. I was like, is that Robert Englund?
Yeah.
I just met Robert Englund.
Yeah. It's a weird drawing.
But that's not the cover of this actual book. The actual cover of the book.
To Hawkman.
Hawkman number 20. I'm sorry. Hawkman. Yeah. Hawkman number 23 from 2004. March 2004 we see Hawkman. We picture him from the back.
Looks like one of his wings is broken.
Yeah, it looks like he's all disheveled, his wings. He's got a little feathers falling down.
He's having a bad day.
Standing there with his mace, and he's facing a table. I think that it's a JSA eating at a table, and you see Hawkgirl in there. And
there's Green Lantern.
And you see Flash. I think they're actually eating at the restaurant that the losers from It were eating in Stephen King's It.
Probably.
The weird Chinese restaurant that for some reason serves you whole fish. Roasted fish.
I don't know. That's confusing.
And weird salads, and you just
There was a lot of weird salad. There was some weird salad.
Maine doesn't know what they're doing, guys.
Probably not. Maybe they were just like, hey, we just cut down this tree and put some barbecue sauce on it and we call it Chinese food. Like, thanks, Maine.
thanks, Maine. Come enjoy Chinese food in Maine.
So
that's basically what we're looking at.
That's what's going on right here.
And it doesn't say anything on the cover. It just says Black Rain.
So we start this issue in Saint Rock, but it's basically a stand-in for New Orleans.
100%.
And they are down there on Mardi Gras.
I guess Mardi Gras.
That's what I'm guessing.
To assume that it's like this there all the time?
No, because they make a reference to like, oh, it's like one of the busiest days of the year or something. So I'm assuming this is Mardi Gras. We've got the cast of characters. We have Hawkman. Green Lantern. Alan Scott Green Lantern.
Jay Garrick Flash. You got Wildcat. Dr. Fate, which is Hector Hall. You get Our Man 2, I believe this is.
Yeah.
Hawk Girl. Mr. Terrific. Power Girl. Dr. Midnight. The third Dr. Midnight. Star Girl. And Captain Marvel.
This Dr. Midnight needs to be punched in the face.
Yeah?
Is he the one who's trying to like convert that woman?
Oh, yeah. That's right. We do see that.
He needs to mind his own fucking business.
So we see basically the JSA in their civilian clothes.
Because they're out and about.
And like,
they all came down here. And I believe because someone invited them down.
Shira did. Yeah. Kira or whatever. Shira.
Hawkgirl
invited him because
it's Kendra for
Kendra. Okay, Kendra.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so the name. Kendra. This is the Kendra Saunders. So this is where St. Rock. Rosh. Rock?
I'm assuming Rock.
Rock. Rochester. St. Rochester.
Yes.
Is where Hawkman and Hawkgirl are based out of.
Okay.
And it's only been introduced in this Hawkman book that this is the only where it's like a very new city.
Okay.
So, but this is where they're based out of.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, I guess we have some free time, so why don't you guys come on down?
Yeah, let's party. So they're all walking around.
And I like this next scene here because you see, what's his face? Wildcat.
Wildcat, very into this.
Wildcat's having a very good time. He kind of reminds, this is for some reason, like the way he's kind of standing because he's charging straight ahead with a cup and his eyes are bugged out.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of creepy.
Yes.
And
there's a lot of weird eye stuff going on in this book.
There
because
is.
Over here, this guy's eye looks like it's about to fall out of his face.
You know what his this is what I'm also reminded of here. Futurama, and it reminds me of Bender as a person.
Oh, yes!
You know, he's not blonde or anything like that, but
no,
I just,
you're right. That's the exact expression he makes.
But
too.
I just kind of like picture him like, woo!
Why didn't people tell me tasty stuff tasted so great? I love Bender as a person because he's just like shoving everything in his face, then he gets hugely fat, and then he dies.
That's what Tales of Interest.
I like that. It's like, you watched it, you can't unwatch it. Futurama makes me so happy. Watch that episode again.
So they're having the time, and they're like, oh man, what a crazy...
There's girls in small shorts, there's police officers talking to these ladies.
Yeah, well, so you got, okay, so you have Wildcat's like, I was here in 77.
And this was written by Jeff Johns.
Yeah, Jeff Johns wrote this.
So let's just say that, of course, it's written by Jeff Johns, because guess what we start this out is- with? Your team is separated, and you're going to bounce back and forth between what the two teams are doing.
But also...
He does this all the time, and it drives me crazy. I don't care if you use it every once in a while. He uses it all the time.
Yeah.
He always gets huge teams together and then sets them up and then bounces back and forth between them.
Yeah.
It kind of bothers me, actually.
Tells silly stories.
I don't mind the silly stories. It's just like the convention that he uses a lot.
Yeah.
That I get annoyed by.
Or he'll split them up. Guys and guys, girls go to girls things.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what they're doing. He always gets huge teams together and he always splits them up and then he bounces back and forth.
Yeah.
I literally cannot think of one he has not done this in.
But I also want to point out, because of the boozy nature of this story, I also want to point out maybe it was Jeff Johns' PBR can.
Well, we did have a theory that Jeff Johns just spends a lot of time smashing PBR cans on his forehead.
Yeah, I imagine. He's a bro.
He's a bro.
Yeah, I'm actually being like, he's like, you know, PBR, you know, just whatever. I don't know.
Smash. Because you were going to have a Twitter account called Jeff Johns.
Like a fake Jeff Johns account where I was just going to make like jokes about it.
About beer.
About being like a beer can. No, but it didn't work. It didn't work because I didn't care enough to make Jeff Johns jokes.
You know, you just have to make a lot of bro jokes.
I don't know if I'm that good at it, though.
Oh, I just think it'd be tiring after a while.
Oh, God. What if the president would have started following me?
It's not like Sad Paul Giamatti, which that's a great parody account because it just tweets things like waiting for cheese to go on sale.
Which I can empathize with.
I just really enjoy that.
I feel that speaks to my soul.
It speaks to a lot of us. And also Sad Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. Oh, PG. So he, anyways, they're out on the street. And then we see a bunch of cops talking to a bunch of chicks.
Scantily dressed ladies.
Like the cops are wearing.
One of them has a banana on his hat.
Yeah, he doesn't. That thing has a banana horn.
I was like, what's going on there?
Is he even a cop?
I don't know. I'm confused. So they're like, oh, this is kind of a place.
Yeah, basically, like, you know, Hector Hall or Dr. Fate and Alan Scott are just, you know, like, they're like, ugh.
Yeah, and Dr. Fate has like a weird argument with Naboo. Here?
Yeah, he's been having a bunch of things. Like, Naboo wants him to like, what does Naboo want him to do?
I think he wants him to do something. He's like, no.
And he's like, no. And
so
he's,
basically, he just looks like a crazy guy talking to himself. He's like, shut up, Naboo. And he's like, doesn't have the helmet on or anything.
Maybe Naboo means his liver.
No, I mean, who knows? He's an old white haired guy talking to himself.
There's just something in here too.
He's every hobo in Los Angeles.
But he does point out that it says like, well, Hawkman comes here because there's a lot of different nationalities here.
Yeah, you can find somebody from all over the world here, and it just makes him feel at home.
Yeah,
because there's just so many people and whatever, and you're like, yeah, good for you, Hawkman. So happy. They're really not talking about anything until they realize that Dr. Midnight has disappeared.
Yeah, where did Dr. Midnight go?
Like, well, oh no, where's Dr. Page. Midnight? Oh, I know where Dr. Midnight is. He's cornered a sex worker in a dark alley, and he's like, don't sell your body. And she's like, this is literally the way I survive because I have no other options. It's quite terrifying.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you don't have to. And she's like, but I have a horrible pimp who beat me senseless. He's like, let me kick him in the nuts. Also almost pop his eyes out. And tell him he's going to drown in his own blood.
It's basically, yeah.
He literally does. And you're like, man, I really hope he doesn't beat the fuck out of this poor woman because you just couldn't keep your fucking mouth shut. But he like gives her his card again.
Yeah, what does he do here? He's like,
he's just like, hey, come up to Providence and you can like get on your feet or something. And she's like, I don't know if I can do that.
The Providence, Rhode Island?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
But they're only in fucking St. Roach.
Yeah, that's the thing. This
that's
woman
nowhere near.
This woman who's that, who's, I assume, turning tricks for Wheeler and $20, I don't really think has the savings to buy a bus ticket to fucking Providence.
I
don't
know, if you're so fucking cool, why don't you fucking buy her some
well,
transportation?
Well, he says that he'll like set her up and like help her get on her feet and stuff, but she has to like get there? I don't even know.
You gotta pay your own way to live, though.
Now you've got a pimp that you just almost popped his eyes out.
Yeah, that
and
guy's
she's
that
gonna
guy,
have to deal with that.
Yeah, that guy's not gonna be.
Thanks
happy.
A lot, Dr. Midnight.
He does like some sort of like ninja thing here.
Yeah, because apparently he's blind.
Right.
And so he whacks this guy in the balls with his cane, and then he jumps on him and threatens to make him drown
is
in his own.
Is he pushing his eyes, or is he pushing his right below his eyes?
I don't know, because he says this. He says, if I push just a bit more in the right direction,
he's going to pop a certain vein in the eyes, and if he does that,
then it'll overflow with blood. Your nasal passes will overflow with blood, and you'll drown. He's like, you must forget about this young woman.
Doctor's orders. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, look, I understand, you know...
Sure, I get his impulse and
I
stuff,
get it.
But maybe this isn't the best way to go about it. Roughing up the pimp who this woman still has to deal with when you are gone. Just saying.
So now
we cut to...
Cut to the ladies.
The other team.
Other team. So we have...
Power Girl, who, by the way... just has basketballs for tits. Just she looks like a lady bodybuilder.
Jeff Johns, more like Jeff Juggs. I've been thinking about this all day.
Were you setting that one up
yeah,
all day?
And I was also thinking you can spell Juggs with G-E-O.
You could. Jokes.
Jokes.
I'm Jeff Jokes. Would that just be a busty Jeff Johns? Jeff Juggs?
No, he's the Martin Cinemax of the DC universe. I don't know. I also want to say that I was gonna be like, is this Juggs magazine?
Which, it should be
which
Juggs
means, which
magazine.
Means it crosses over into Married with Children.
Oh yeah.
And I believe that would be a shared universe.
Oh, I 100% believe this is a shared universe. So there's a fortune teller, and we've got Power Girl and Hawk Girl and Star Girl.
Yes.
Star Girl, I love, has to identify herself by wearing a tube top with a star on it, just in case she didn't know.
You know, it's always something about Star Girl, because the reason she exists.
Yes.
Is because Jeff John's sister.
Yes.
Courtney, I think her name, actual name was Courtney.
I think so.
Passed away in
a plane crash. That one that exploded like over the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Or like just when it like flight 400 or whatever.
Yeah, it was a pretty famous.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's a pretty significant plane disaster.
Yes.
And he dedicated this character to her.
Yeah. That's why she came back into the.
Yeah, that's why there's a star. Well, I don't think there was a star girl.
Was there not?
There was always a star man.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But when, you know, they needed a star thing,
yeah.
They gave, you know, he created Star Girl, and she has the cosmic rod and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, here she is hanging out with the Hawk Girl.
Hawk Girl's getting her fortune told. She's told her life.
Well, Power Girl's getting her fortune told.
I'm sorry. Power Girl. She's told her lifeline is going in reverse. She's not from here, whatever. And then she gets all mad because obviously this lady's right.
She's like, no shit, lady.
And she storms out with her huge knockers, just like...
Also huge arms. I mean, as she should.
Yeah, she should. Yeah, she should. But her boobs are... insane.
They keep getting bigger each page.
They do. Like, look there and then look there.
I think they're even bigger down here.
Like, her waist is so small here, she should pretty much just, like, fall over. But she doesn't. So, she and her friends are walking down the street, and these dudes dress like the village people.
It's right, they are.
They are. There's the Native American, there's the sailor, there's the cop, there's the cowboy, and there's The construction worker.
Oh, wow. I didn't notice that.
I think a bunch of guys who would dress like the village people aren't going to be catcalling ladies.
Yeah, they might be like, show us packages.
Yeah, I was going to say this might be the wrong dress up. So they want to see Power Girl's tits because, I mean, how can you not? Because they're huge.
Well, I mean, you want to see them because you can't avoid them.
No, you literally can't avoid them.
Because they took up the entire street.
Yeah, they just knocked people over. So she gets mad.
Do we pass by the Nomi Jess guy yet?
No, he's over here.
Oh, here he is.
So we cut back to, this is Our man apparently has a headache and he is staying in the room.
Well, Our Man's having problems.
Because he's having problems. He has a lot of like anxiety or temptation.
Well, also he's been addicted to Miraculo.
Yeah.
So, which is the drug that is basically Our Man's thing where it allows him to become strong for an hour and do all this stuff. And it also, apparently the side effect that it's created in, I think it's Rick Tyler. He's Rex Tyler, the original Our Man's son. It's kind of given him like the ability to see an hour into the future.
That's right.
Which I believe that was going to be a TV show at one point. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened with that? Did that become one of those like weird
Was he supposed to be Our Man, or was he just a guy?
It was supposed to be Our Man, but that was supposed to be the things that he looks into an hour into the future.
That's right. I think they just never made it. They were just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Probably because you know what came out like I think right before they were going to do that. Legends of
Tomorrow did, I think, right?
No, I think did it come out right before
with the Flash? It was right around like as the Flash was a hit.
The Flash was a hit, but I was trying to remember if it was. Maybe they looked back at stuff like there was that one show where I think it was Kiefer Sutherland got a newspaper every day that told him the future for tomorrow.
Wait.
What? Do you remember this? It was only on for like, it got canceled like immediately.
Wait, was it the Touch? Because it was with young Bruce Wayne. He was in that show.
Was that a newspaper one too?
I remember
that the touch one was young Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, it was David Mazouz.
Did it have the paper in it too? I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember.
Two separate ones.
I feel like that.
There was one where he was like the Bruce Wayne kid played like an autistic kid who would like just randomly disappear and like show up.
See,
where significant things were going to happen.
Right, because
he was touched.
Yeah, because I'm almost positive that has to be it because there was 24.
Yeah,
24 ended,
yeah.
But then he also, and I'm certain he had another show in there somewhere between, but there was that show, and then it felt like he went right to Designated Survivor or whatever that
is. Yeah, I think that's right.
Which I think is still on.
Sure, I don't know.
Because all shows still last forever.
Yeah, well, that Touch got canceled because it was awful.
Oh, it didn't last, yeah.
It was awful. I watched the pilot.
Yeah, I remember that. I think I remember you watching it. Yeah,
and it was terrible.
Thankfully,
Bruce Wayne found another place to go. He was good in that show, even though he was a weird, creepy kid in that show.
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to, like, no, everybody's like, oh, he can't talk. Yeah, he can. But he just didn't. It was just fucking weird. It was weird.
Did you listen to metal music?
No metal. But he did have a lot of hair.
He did. He had a lot more hair.
He did.
He had a mighty fro.
He did. Which he does not have.
No, I kind of wish he did.
I kind of wish his fro would come back and go.
Could you imagine
Bruce Wayne with a nice curly fro? I think I'd enjoy it.
I would like it too. I would like Gabe Kaplan as Batman.
Oh man, that's coming back.
What, Racklebot Cotter?
No.
Oh, Gotham.
Gotham.
That's right. It's on Thursdays.
It still exists.
Holy shit. I forgot about it.
Yeah, I know. It's coming back.
Speaking of which.
Oh, no.
Why didn't we? Speaking of music, how come we never revisited Batman, Bruce Wayne's
metal obsession?
Metal obsession.
I don't know.
He had a cassette player, right?
Oh, I think he was listening to something. He was listening to something on his headphones.
Deicide.
He was listening to like Deicide, and he was drawing pictures of like, you know, people being hung from trees and like crosses and shit. It was the most metal fucking stereotypical thing ever, and it just never happened again.
Oh,
I was so sad. I was like, bring me metalhead Bruce Wayne.
Young metalhead Bruce
Wayne. Which apparently is what's happening in DC metal.
What? The DC characters are getting into metal.
There's something to do with a guitar.
Oh, really?
Yes, I don't know what's happening.
Why are we not covering that?
We really should. We should pick that up.
I think we should just pick up a random issue and just be like, all right,
I follow Scott Snyder on Twitter, and every once in a while he'll be like, look at this, and it's just like a panel of somebody playing a guitar with a bat symbol on it. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So I think that might be something.
I feel like we should just do like a random grab.
on.
Just pick one of those teeth. Like,
I feel like we should do.
I don't even know what is DC Metal. I don't even fucking know. They drew it, all the characters, so they were standing, looking like they were doing the devil horns. Yeah,
I'm shaking my head so hard.
I don't. The rock on horn, the Maloikia, yeah, the metal, if
the,
you will.
Yeah, the Ronnie James Dio. Too sweet.
This, yes, but you know what this is.
Yeah, it's a.
It's an Italian symbol. Thing, yeah. I actually have, from my grandmother, a golden one of these. Because it's to ward off the evil eye.
Right.
That has been my family for many years. I don't think it's real gold, but I have it. I should wear it.
Yeah.
And people will be like, what the fuck?
I'm like, man, did you get that from DC? DC sent you that? Are you?
Yeah, it's because I love DC Metal, you guys.
Guys, I love DC Metal so much. I bought this little necklace that, whatever.
Wards off the evil eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably just do like a random grab.
Just grab a DC Metal and just be like, this is what we're doing.
Grab a DC Metal.
Because I don't even know what's happening.
Maybe just grab like a random Marvel comic and just see what happens.
Just like a new one?
Yeah. Like just fresh, try that.
Or just find like the newest one they put in the box. Because you can find current issues.
I know. And then we throw it out right away. Go, ah!
I don't know. What if it's great? What if we're like, oh, man.
Oh, I don't want that happening. I can't handle that. I can't handle enjoyment.
No, that's true. We hate everything.
So back to this book. Anyway, so
there's, he's looking out the window.
He's looking out the window and he sees all the...
There's a guy in a shirt that says Saint Rock, no means yes.
It says Saint Rock where no...
Means yes.
But you don't see the rest of the word means.
You know what it says.
But you know what it says.
So that guy's fun.
Because he's being obscure. He's like a big, like...
Who doesn't want to hang up with the guy who advertises that he rapes? I just... you want to be friends with that guy?
It should just be a shirt that just says rape.
Rape exclamation point.
Exclamation point? Yeah. On the back. Yeah, God. I mean, it's just, it's basically that's what it says.
And yeah, pretty
just,
much.
Like, come on, man.
St. Rocks. Rape. So he's looking out the window and he's like, he's getting really nervous. He's kind of sweating. He slams the door shut. And then he goes and he puts on his hour glove.
Yeah, as a guy.
Is it like a power glove?
Yeah, he plays Nintendo.
Oh man, that's terrible.
Well, he puts on these guns. He basically has a gauntlet that gives him the miracle juice, and then
yeah.
His dad is the original Hour Man. Rex shows up.
Is he dead?
He's
or...
dead, but he's kind of traveling through time.
Oh, okay.
Because it's some DC time bullshit.
Yeah,
and he's
whatever.
Like, he's like, well, I'm about to go get killed by Parallax, but Rex Stant, from Zero Hour, but here I am here, and I'm like, oh, whatever.
Just yeah.
get out of here.
And Geoff Johns obsessed with the number 52 because guess what? It shows up here again. He's like, we only have 52 minutes left in the hour. He's like, oh, okay. So they talk.
Oh, is this like that?
That's where he says right there.
Yeah, I know he does. It just reminds me of that Canadian. There used to be a Canadian show called This Hour Has 22 Minutes.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that title before.
So
they talk and he's like, man, Dad, I can't even go outside. Like, I feel so tempted. He's like, I know I could just walk in and gamble. And since I can see what's happening, I'll be able to win and win and win and win. But I'm trying to stop myself because I'm trying to not give in to the temptation. And his dad's like, well, even if you...
Is he anywhere near a casino?
Yeah, I don't know. He says you could. He's like, but, you're kind of like your dad. You're an addict, basically. And you wouldn't be able to stop no matter what. So, because you're addicted to this miraculo stuff and I was an addict and I don't know. They have like a heart-to-heart talk. And
he's
like,
also the whole time smoking a pipe.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Fucking Martin Stein and shit.
Yeah, and then they like feel good about it.
Old Hour Man is. Yeah.
He feels better. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go outside. You're right, Dad. I can avoid temptation. I'm a strong man.
I'm going to go outside.
So as he's doing that, we're back with the girls. And apparently Power Girl shoved a guy in a trash can.
She's the construction worker in the trash.
And Hawk Girl sees Hawk Man, I'm assuming? Streak out across the sky. And he goes to like a museum? Where is he?
You go six blocks away. It's the biggest auction of the year. And now some idiot's taken everybody hostage. Probably has a dozen of the richest folks in the Saint Rock under his thumb.
Yeah. So basically, like, what would happen in Gotham, which is anytime there's an event with rich people, somebody comes to take it over. And that's what's happened here.
That's what's happened here. And
it's, who is this, actually?
Matter Master.
Okay.
I looked it up.
Who is Matt? Oh, that's right. He says he can, like...
He's a schmuck.
He sucks. He says he can, like...
He sucks. He's, like, he's just some...
He's just some bro. I mean, he's got, like, he's a red shirt.
He's a red shirt wearing... He's got
literal red shirt. This guy gets killed.
No, he's got a green shirt, but he's got a red coat. No.
He's a red shirt, like, from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because right. This dude exists to die.
Yes.
Because he gets straight up murdered in, like, 2 pages.
Well, he sucks anyways.
He does. He's
got,
like...
dumb goggles. He's got, like...
Yeah.
Larry David hair. You got a weird chin beard.
And basically, Hawkman is the Batman stand-in in this book because he just busts in a window.
Yeah,
he doesn't say anything. He's fucking huge. He's in control. Super fucking manly. Also, this is the Hawkman mask that I can't stand.
Because of the big beak?
Yeah, because the beak is open, but then his mouth is below it. And I'm like...
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
I don't like it.
Because sometimes they have where the beak is open.
I don't like
the open beak. But it covers his whole face, but now the beak is open.
Yeah, the beak is open, but it's like over his nose, so you can just see his mouth below.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Uh-uh.
I don't like the open beak. It's creepy for me. It only looks good from, like, above.
Yeah.
I
didn't like it. Yeah, now I can't unsee it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's awful.
So Matter Master's like using like, oh, I could use this glass to hurt you.
Well, that's the thing. Hawkman is like got glass stuck in him and he's fucking bleeding and he's like...
But he also, here's the thing about Hawkman is that he shows up and he doesn't just have like a mace.
Oh, no, now he's got a fucking axe.
He's got an axe too.
He's got a mace in one hand and an axe in the other. And you're like, what?
He's pretty extreme. That's kind of what I like about Hawkman.
Yeah.
Is that he's just.
Hawkman's not taking any shit from anybody.
He shows up and he's got things.
Oh, Hawkman will kill you.
He will kill you.
He's not fucking around.
Well, it's disappointing that, like, he kind of didn't. You know, he's been on, World. Legends of Tomorrow and stuff, and
yeah,
I kind of just like, can we just have like a movie where he just get a fucking ripped Australian dude just to fly around and be like, oi,
and just murder,
I'd
appreciate
stuff.
That,
or just do a cartoon of it, man.
Yeah,
just give me a violent ass Hawkman cartoon.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love a violent ass Hawkman cartoon where just everybody's covered in blood the whole fucking time.
Because it's just him swinging his mace and he's beating the shit out of everybody.
Yeah. I'd take him and Hawkgirl just like killing.
Yeah. Hawkman.
So he throws his sword and murders this guy. Straight up
murder.
Well,
I'm confused here. So he throws his axe against the wall and then he...
No, see, there's blood. Blood everywhere. Oh. So I'm assuming he just straight up murdered him.
Where did he?
Because then you see Splush.
Oh, Splish.
That looks like his chest. I'm going to guess he got axed in the chest.
It's kind of hard to exactly tell what wounds are being
infected. Yeah, they don't really show here. All they show is there's IE, there's blood, and then there's the axe.
Wait, I don't know if he actually gets killed.
No, this dude's dead.
I don't know.
He splishes. And then look at him down here. Splish. And then I think he's dead.
I can't really tell.
This dude's murdered.
I don't know. Because it doesn't look like he actually hits him. Like, causes him to bleed.
Did he hit him here with the mace? I don't know. There's so much blood up here in the side. And it looks like it's on Hawkman's axe.
What is this? KTLA?
But yeah.
Or what is it? KTLA?
Whatever it was. ABC
or
whatever.
Episode.
So then we don't see. That's it. We don't know if that guy's dead. I'm assuming he's dead.
Yeah.
Then we go to this restaurant because we're having a birthday party for Hawkman.
Oh, yay.
And everybody's like, oh, hey, here I am. And Shazam is here, or Captain Marvel, I think. Are we calling him Captain Marvel still? Yes, he's
Shazam,
Captain Marvel.
Or whatever.
Captain Marvel here.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Now he's just Shazam. But
he doesn't know how to put on his tie.
Yeah, because, you know, he's only an 8-year-old boy on the inside.
Yeah.
That is the problem with this. Because you kind of see that he's getting a little close with
Stargirl.
With Stargirl, like,
well, yeah, this is the thing, is they had a crush on each other and stuff.
Yeah, but he is an 8-year-old boy mentally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He may be in the body of a man, but he is still mentally an 8-year-old boy.
He's a little boy, but he lives a big man's life.
He sure does, but that doesn't mean that he needs to be fucking around with Stargirl. Because he's like, oh, hey, I'll pull your chair for you.
Yeah, but like Mr. Terrific has to help him with his tie. He's like,
yeah, because he doesn't know how to tie a tie. People are giving him the side eye when he like pulls out her thing. Who is this? The... Hourman.
Oh, that's Hourman, yeah.
Hourman's having the shakes, going through withdrawals.
Maybe he's having
the
meat sweats. Maybe he ate a lot of food.
He's having the meat sweats.
Also, I do like that you could see him a few times. Oh, yeah, over here. Wildcat is rocking the Andy Sipowicz.
Oh, yeah.
Which I wouldn't, I wouldn't expect anything less from him.
No, that's Wildcat.
That's Wildcat.
So then Hawkman, see, he's got a bloody foot.
He got shredded with glass, though.
He killed that guy. So Hawkman walks in covered in blood with his creepy fucking mask.
Yeah, I can't unsee that now.
Look at
it. I'm looking at it and I don't like it.
It's really gross.
I don't like it.
I don't. It's like a big black hole in his face. I just can't. Because it's like he's standing there and he's trying to look like menacing. And he's got like a grimacing. His teeth are all clenched. But then he's got this bird beak.
Yeah, and it's going.
Bah! And it's just. Oh, I don't know. I don't like when they do this. Anyway, it's distracting for me. So he's there and he's like, hey, just FYI, Black Adam just invaded this country. Hey, look, here's a TV. And he invaded, and they say it. Where is it?
Kandak. Kandak.
Kandahak.
Kandak.
Kandak?
K-A-H-N. Kandak.
Kansas. So he invaded Kansas. It was the country of his birth, apparently.
The country of Kansas.
And so they're like, hey, he's got Adam Smasher. He's got all these guys. It's time for us to fucking go fight him with my creepy helmet. Because this would be such a cool picture, but it's ruined by Hawkman's weird fucking helmet.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be cool. No, it's like, it looks like he's got like...
Because he's like covered in blood. He still has glass like sticking out of him. He's like nothing. He's muscles on top of muscles.
Yeah, he's gassing.
Yeah. He's got metal everywhere. Kind of looks like a Thundercat.
Yeah, yeah.
With that little symbol that keeps his wings on.
Yeah.
It looks like the Thundercat symbol. And that's the end of the book.
That's the end of the book. He says, I'm the chairman now.
Oh, that's right, because he kicks out, who's the leader, Mr. Terrific?
Mr. Terrific, he's like,
he's like, Mr. Right. Terrific, you might be smart, but you've never been through war. I'm in charge.
Oh, boy.
Because we know how well it works when, like, dudes who think they're tough take shit over.
This was definitely written by... Paul by
Jeff Johns.
Jeff Johns' beer.
Oh, it absolutely was.
The beer became sentient. It was like talking to him.
It was like you want to feel like a big man.
You know what it was? It was Jeff Johns is Chris Maloney in Great American American Summer, and the can is John H. Benjamin.
Yeah, John Benjamin.
Just like, hey.
And then he fucks a fridge.
Just imagine everybody walking in, just Dan Didio being like, hey, can I try that? You know, we can't marry each other. What's marry fridges?
You know what? No one gets married.
No one gets married.
Until I can marry this fridge, no one gets married in the DC universe.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
I knew it.
He got mad.
That was in the H&R records. Whoever does HR at the DC was like, well, you know, he was
like, not again.
Abusing the fridge, and now we can't have any characters.
You know how weird it is for somebody to be abusing a fridge during the lunch hour? How do you explain that to the new employee?
How do I get my sandwich out of there when Dan Didio and Jeff Juggs are abusing...
Do you want it back, though? Because you walk in and you just see some guy like air humping a fridge and you're like, I think I'll come back later.
He's just like, hey, Ma, I'm okay.
You're like, I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, well, let's get out.
This is the best diet ever. I've lost 75 pounds.
Let's go to Sharky's. Let's order out from Sharky's.
Let's go to what's over there by the lot. There's a Wiener Schnitzel.
Ooh, Wiener Schnitzel.
Which I've never been to.
Ooh, not Paquito Mas. What was it? Mucho Mas is the place we used to go to.
What, that Mexican place?
Yeah, but there's Paquito Mas. That's the other place that you
Oh, that's the chain place.
Yeah, so there's
I think Paquito Mas is close over there, though.
Yeah, it's close. I'm trying to think of Mucho Mas. I'm trying not to get the two mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think Mucho Mas is the place we used to go to.
Yeah, that's that Mexican restaurant.
They have options.
They do.
Because of the,
they can also eat. Now, this is a fun thing if you ever want to just come to the lot. You can actually eat in that little cafeteria.
Yeah.
Like anybody off the street can, but you are going to spend a fuck ton of money to eat mediocre food.
Oh, yeah. It's not great.
Yeah. Because when I temped over there, I used to go to that little cafeteria.
Yeah.
That's where you go to get the tour. So there were all those, like, golf carts.
We've never done that tour. Do we want to? I've been on the lot.
I've been on the lot, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see anything. Well, I mean, I got to go on the one lot. It's kind of weird, actually, when you go on the lot, because all you'll just be like, okay, I got to go to this building, and you're walking, because it's huge, and you're just like walking and walking, and all of a sudden you walk into what is basically a fake town.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened? And then you're like, oh, well, I guess I'll keep walking, and you just, then you're back to like regular office buildings. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that when like offices are actually on the lot, you know, like there's actual people like that do writing gigs and stuff. Like that's, you know, that's
but then you also have to like walk around literally fake towns.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's really what? It's weird. It's very weird. I think I walked by what may have been the old Gilmore Girls set, because it was like an old town, had a restaurant and it was weird.
Yeah, Hollywood is weird.
Hollywood's real weird. There's actually
actual Hollywood stuff is weird.
No, it's so weird. There's actually a coffee shop off La Cienega and Wilshire.
Yeah.
At the corner.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a diner.
Yeah.
It literally exists to be in movies. It is not a real, it's not a real diner. Like, you can't go eat there.
Yeah.
It's there as a movie set, and it just sits there.
Well, right now, it is like a Bernie Sanders pop-up.
Well, it's been a Bernie Sanders pop-up since before the election, and they just, like, never took it down. It's got, like, Bernie Sanders' face all over
it. Like, it's like KFC, but Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
It is. That's what it is.
It is. It is. But, I mean, like, literally, it exists solely as a set.
Man.
And you just drive by it, and you're like, oh, why is that diner always closed? And somebody will tell you, oh, because it's a fucking movie set. That's why.
Yeah. Can't get coffee there.
And you're like, oh, does anyone use it? You're like, I don't think so. I've literally never seen anyone in it.
We live right down the street from the Pans restaurant where...
Oh, there's been some stuff there.
There's been some stuff there. Triple X.
Yes.
The diner scene in Triple X.
The diner scene in Triple X was filmed at this diner that's by where we live. Yes.
Their bathrooms are gross.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad place to eat, but the bathrooms, you know, they have a shower curtain versus stall.
Oh, no.
And like that.
No, I didn't even go in there.
Nah, man.
Nah, man, that ain't me.
So that's it for Hawkman, Volume 4, Number 23 from March 2004. Would you read the next issue of this?
No.
No?
You could tell that I didn't care about it because we talked about everything else but the book.
I know. I felt like we were... Well, this was just kind of like a transition issue, but I didn't really quite understand why you had to have this transition.
Yeah.
To show that Hawkman was just... crazy, and because he only shows up at the end, he's like, I've got blood on me, hello.
Hmm.
And they're like, we have cake, and he's like, fuck that.
Yeah,
which I'd be very pissed. I'd be like, hey man,
cake. I know, I'm like, you could like strategize and eat a cake at the same time.
You could totally be talking,
you'd be
about
like, let's talk strategy while I eat this delicious cake, because what are you gonna do right now? You still gotta figure out how you're gonna go handle this, you know, situation.
There's always time for cake. Revolution ain't going anywhere.
No, it's fine. Nothing's happening. You don't have to get over there right yet. You got to figure out what's happening.
So that's the book. I don't know. I'd probably read it. I'm going to have to because I'm going to finish this trade. And I think the next issue is in here. So I'm going to finish this book. I'm a fan. Am I a fan?
I don't know.
I'll be honest. I feel like... Like, I'm intrigued by the story, but I'm intrigued by the characters of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much that it's good. I just want to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really... But there's a bunch of characters in here that I'm like, I could do without you. Like, I could do without Stargirl. I can do without Mr. Terrific. I can do without...
There's always too many characters in anything Geoff Johns writes.
Yeah, and this is quite evident.
Just way too many. And I'm like, how about you cut that down by like a third?
Yeah.
And I feel like that would really help everybody out, because it just gets to the point where there's so many moving pieces and there's so much back and forth.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of buildup. And then my guess, I haven't read this, but my guess is it kind of just fizzles out at the end.
I mean, it fizzles out into the next thing that it has to go into.
Right. And so. It's never what you were hoping. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to finish it, though.
All right,
I want to see if how Robert Englund turns out in this.
Yeah.
You know, this overall. But, yeah. So, that's it for this week's show. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN is how you spell Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, you can find the show, Worst Collection Ever, on Facebook. You can join our Facebook page and like it and comment on things on there and you know, whatever. Just it's a little party. You can also email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And of course, last but not definitely least, please go to Apple Podcasts. If you listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, rate, review, subscribe, give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. I think we do because we referenced a sentient beer can. And if you are listening to this on Stitcher or SoundCloud or anywhere else, just give us props, you know, rate us, give us a good rating. And that's how it works. You know, you rate something good, you leave good reviews. If you like a show and you tell other people to like a show and they all like it and it starts popping up in the ratings and people get to see it and more people get to like it, and then you get to be a little bit of a community and it's fun. So thank you for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.